Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. If you're anything like me, relationships can feel like a roller coaster, sometimes a wild ride of highs, lows, and everything in between. And when we've got that lovely ADHD brain wearing away, setting healthy boundaries. Well, let's just say it can feel like trying to herd cats, wearing mittens. But trust me, creating healthy boundaries is absolutely essential for any fulfilling relationship, whether it's with your partner, your friends, or even your family. Boundaries are like the invisible fences that protect our energy, our time, and our mental well-being. They help us say yes to what matters, more than no to things that drain us. And when we're feeling good, guess what? We show up as our best selves in those relationships. So, are you ready to ditch the roller coaster chaos and create some solid boundaries that actually work? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help us navigate those tricky relationship waters with grace and intention. First things first, remember that saying no is not a bad word. In fact, it's a superpower. Ever felt like you were constantly agreeing to things you didn't really want to do? That guilt trip your brain throws when you decline an invitation? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen up. Saying no to protect your time and energy is not selfish, it's self-care. It allows you to prioritize what truly matters to you and to show up fully in the things that bring you joy. Next up, communication is key. Think of boundaries like a conversation. They need to be clear, respectful, and honest. When we communicate our needs clearly, we give others the opportunity to understand us and to support us. It's not always easy to have those tough conversations, but trust me, it's worth it. Remember, boundaries are not about controlling other people, they're about protecting ourselves. Sometimes we may feel guilty or awkward setting boundaries with someone, especially if they're used to getting their way. But here's the thing. You deserve to have your needs met just as much as anyone else does. Setting boundaries is a way of honoring yourself and your values. Feeling overwhelmed? Take it one step at a time. Don't feel like you need to overhaul everything overnight. Start by setting small, manageable boundaries and gradually build from there. Remember, even saying no to one extra commitment this week can make a world of difference in how you feel. You've got this. Finally, don't forget to practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process, and there will be times when we slip up or things get messy. Be kind to yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward. Speaking of real-world situations, ever felt like you were constantly running errands for friends because they knew you were always available? You know that feeling when you're trying to relax and catch up on work, but then your friend texts asking if you can pick up their dry cleaning. That's a classic boundary violation moment. Now, I'm all for being helpful, but constantly being the go-to person can leave you feeling drained and resentful. So how do we navigate that? Start by saying no more often, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. You could say something like, "Hey, I'd love to help out, but I'm really swamped right now, maybe next time." Or try suggesting an alternative solution. "I can't pick up your dry cleaning, but how about we grab coffee together this weekend instead?" Remember, boundaries are about creating healthy and balanced relationships. So, let's recap. Today, we learned that saying no is a superpower, communication is key, boundaries protect us, take it one step at a time, and remember to be kind to yourself. These 5 key takeaways can help you create those solid, supportive relationships you deserve. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your biggest challenge when it comes to setting boundaries in relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to ADHD, but make it spiritual so you never miss an episode packed with practical tips and spiritual wisdom for navigating life with that awesome ADHD brain. Until next time, remember, be kind, be courageous, and always keep it sparkly.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.